What's up, guys? How are you? Happy Masters Sunday. My name is Matt Perrault. Welcome to the Daily Juice Podcast. You guys can follow me all across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And it's very late. I mean, it is 12:30 Pacific time. I am just back from UFC 300. It was an incredible night. We went 2-0 on the parlays. We hit them both. Amazingly, Zarukian, woo, how did he get his head out of that choke from Charles Oliveira? Gigantic. What a knockout by Max Holloway. I'm so glad we bet nothing on that fight. I just got a chance to watch it and enjoy it. I saw the Joanna Zhang fight, which is widely regarded as the greatest female fight in the history of the UFC. I just saw the greatest male fight in the history of the UFC with Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje. I mean, to put himself on the line with 10 seconds to go, the fight was over. Meet me in the octagon. We're swinging away. I mean, are you kidding me? What a night. What a knockout. What a win. 13 fights, all but two were unbelievable. All but two were great. And I mean, we were on the Bo Nickel inside the distance, Bo Nickel money line. Both those came in. Good night. Up two units there. We split 1-1 on the other plays. Reds win, Bruins win, Penguins lose. So we got that, but just one unit down. So it's a two-unit win night yesterday, two-unit win for us and a good week going. Okay. So we're already down one unit on the Masters because the Rory Brooks thing won't hit and the Rom to win. Rom's not winning this thing. So we're down a unit there. We've got Cam Smith top 10 at plus 310, half a unit on that. And we have Cam Davis at top five finish for Cam Davis, which is still live as well. Cam Davis at plus 450. We got a half unit there. So we have another unit in play here where we could hit them both. If we hit them both, then that's good. We've already won a unit. So we're flat on the Masters so far because of the Dustin Johnson round one win that he won back on Thursday, Friday, the overlap there against Jordan Spieth. So we won that. Let's see if we get Cam Smith top 10, Cam Davis top five here today for the final round of the Masters. I have a Masters play, a baseball play, and I have a basketball play. Yes, I have a basketball play for us on the last day of the regular season in the NBA because I want to have action all day long and have a lot of fun watching and have a good time with this and watch Scottie Scheffler. He may very well go and win this thing. That's very possible for that. But the Willie Z. Forgot about Willie Z too. The Will Z 45-1. So we're down one. We're down a half a unit on the Masters so far because we bet a half unit on that. So we'll see how that plays out. Will's horse is not going to win the tournament here today at 45-1. So we'll see. So we have one win, three losses, but half a unit plays versus a one unit play. So we're down a half a unit going into the final round of the Masters on a Sunday. This podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. They've got an amazing burger package available right now for $89.99. 24 burgers beautifully packaged and delivered right to your doorstep right in time for when we get warm around the country. It's 85 in Vegas today, so it's gorgeous weather across the country. This is Southwest. If you're in a grill area, Florida, Texas, whatever, you're getting warmer weather. Great time to start grilling out here. Omaha Steaks, they got that available for you. Promo code JUICE, $89.99. Minimum purchase may be required. 100% satisfaction guarantee at omahasteaks.com. Promo code JUICE at checkout. Okay, as you can tell, I am banged up. Okay, so I'm just going to give you the picks here. I'm not going to give you a big explanation, but just give you the plays here. As I said, Cam Davis, Cam Smith. Let's add Lucas Glover, fourth round, head-to-head up against Patrick Reed. Plus 105 on Lucas Glover against Patrick Reed. I like Lucas Glover to win this head to head. He's been playing very well here in this tournament. Kind of a sleeper. Him and Max Homa. No one's talking about these guys. Kind of lurking head to head against Patrick Reed. He's the dog. Just like Dustin Johnson was the dog at plus 105. One unit. Lucas Glover over Patrick Reed here in the fourth and final round of the Masters. To the NBA. The Houston Rockets have gone over eight consecutive games. Let's make it nine consecutive games. They're playing the Clippers. The total is 220. Last day of the regular season, 9-1 over the last 10, 21-19 to the over. Do the Clippers care? Is anyone going to play? This is glorified AAU basketball here for the most part for the LA Clippers. Injury report is pretty wild. The number of guys who are out, but James Harden's questionable. Kawhi Leonard is out. I think that's beneficial. Those are defensive guys, not Harden, but Kawhi's a defensive guy. Glorified AAU game coming with Houston. Let's end the year with nine straight overs, over 220 with Houston for 1.1 units. And then look, the Royals are super hot. They've won 9 of 10. They keep on rolling. The Royals are on the road. Their best pitcher, Reagan's on the mound, a lefty against Buto for the Mets. It's only minus 121 at Circa Sports here tonight on the Royals. I don't normally bet baseball on Sundays. In fact, I kind of despise betting baseball on Sundays because it's always really wonky. But the Mets are bad. I mean, let's just, you know, figure this out here. I mean, maybe they turn things around. Maybe they'll get better. But Reagan's has been tremendous. And he's just a guy that I want to, you know, when he's pitching most nights, I want to be on Cole Reagan's, and I think he's got a chance. It's an early start, 10:40 Pacific, 1:40 Eastern time start. So day baseball with the Mets, who are 2-6 at home so far this year. Royals are 2-3 on the road, but the Royals won the game yesterday, 11-7. They lost the first one 6-1. So a rubber match here for this. Total's 8.5. Minus 121. I'll take the better pitcher in Cole Reagan's. Although Buto in his start, I mean, he hasn't been horrible. 1.5 ERA for him. First start of the year against the Tigers back on the 4th of April. 6 innings, 1 earned run given up at home in a 2-1 win. But these Royals are raking. I think the Royals win the rubber match here. It's only minus 121 with Cole Reagan's on the mound. Royals money line, minus 121 for 1.21 units. Okay, so the ads for today are Lucas Glover over Patrick Reed for 1 unit, plus 105. Royals money line, minus 121 for 1.21 units. And over 220, Rockets and the Clippers here today for 1.1 units to go along with Cam Smith and Cam Davis. Both those bets are alive at plus 350 and plus 450. They both come in. It's been a very profitable and nice Masters. Let's see how this whole thing goes and plays out. Let's see for tee times here real quick for all these guys, just to tell you before we wrap here, as to when they will be teeing off. So these are Lucas Glover will tee off at 1:25 Eastern time. Patrick Reed will tee off at 1:05 Eastern time. So we'll watch those two guys go head to head. Cam Davis is tied for sixth right now at 2 under. He tees off at 2:05, and Cam Smith is 1 under. He tees off at 1:55 today, so PM. So right around that 1 o'clock Eastern time, 10, 11 o'clock Pacific time, all of our golfers will get going. The leaders tee off at 11:35 Pacific time, 2:35 Eastern time with Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa. I will be live betting this. I like Colin Morikawa here, but Scottie Scheffler has been tremendous. Remember, Scheffler said if his wife goes into labor, he will leave the golf course. If he's leading the Masters, he's claiming he will leave the golf course. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he is claiming. All right. So, bunch of plays rolling for a Sunday. Let's close the week out strong. We've had a good week so far. Hopefully we continue it here on to Sunday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.